from ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The latest Hamas ceasefire hostage release proposal has significant gaps, says Israeli Minister Benny Gantz, but adding the Israelis will continue to, in his words, turn over every stone and will send a delegation to the talks in Cairo. On the U.S. response, ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
On first word of Hamas's acceptance of a ceasefire proposal, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller was noncommittal.
We are reviewing that response now and discussing it with our partners in the region.
CIA Director William Burns remains in the Middle East helping to broker a deal. A group representing the families of hostages says it welcomes the announcement and urges the Israeli government to accept an agreement.
Another finding of former President Trump in contempt for violating the limited gag order in his New York hush money criminal case. That means another of several $1,000 fines and a warning from Judge Juan Merchan that if Mr. Trump doesn't abide by the order, he could go to jail. After today's court session, in the hallway, the defendant.
This judge has given me a gag order and said you'll go to jail if you violate it. And frankly, you know what? Our Constitution is much more important than jail. It's not even close. I'll do that sacrifice any day.
Trial in a federal lawsuit challenging North Carolina's new voter ID law began today, with a civil rights group alleging its photo requirement unlawfully harms Black and Latino voters and that it was intentional. Denied by Republican lawmakers. A U.S. soldier has been detained in Vladivostok, Russia, on charges of criminal misconduct, says the U.S. Army, saying it notified Staff Sergeant Gordon Black's family and is providing help for the soldier through the U.S. consulate. A new journey into space set for blastoff later tonight from Florida's Kennedy Space Center for the first flight of the Boeing company's Starliner capsule to the International Space Station after years of delays. You're listening to ABC News. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont thanking commuters for their patience as crews worked over the weekend and reopened Interstate 95.
Hats off to the people that got this done on a timely basis, keeping us safe. Rush hours working.
The roadway had been closed in both directions since Thursday when a crash between a car, a tractor trailer, and a tanker carrying gasoline sparked a fire, damaged one of the road's overpasses, requiring full demolition of the bridge. A pastor in South Carolina facing growing questions on the death of his wife after she was found dead at a state park in North Carolina. ABC's Andrea Fujii.
Micah's husband, Pastor John Paul Miller, says she took her own life. Her friends struggling to come to terms with that. Many mourners wearing T-shirts and holding signs to raise awareness for domestic violence. Her husband speaking out last week.
She was probably the greatest wife anyone could ask for.
Micah reportedly filed for divorce from her husband in October, and again just days before her death, according to claims made by her family to local media.
Police confirm an investigation into Micah's death is ongoing. A 10-month-old girl who was reported kidnapped in Clovis, New Mexico, was found safe today with somebody now in custody. The baby's mother, as well as two other women, were found dead, gunshot wounds at a local park last Friday. Motive remains unknown. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.